Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Know that life is a gamble all along. Winners or losers, who can roll.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take the poll question. In fact, the poll question this week is about Facebook. So we were just talking about that with Russell Brown in the previous segment. What do you think about the valuation of Facebook, the proposed projected valuation of Facebook and the long-term value of that stock? So check out our website and answer the question. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. Russell Brown is our guest, our good friend. We're having a great 14th anniversary visit with him. He joined us 14 years ago this month, actually within a couple of days of now, Russell. And again, we thank you for that. We're talking about intangible or tangible assets, the two basic classes of assets that a company has. And you know, Russell, when you and I started in business for small businesses, valuing a business, the only thing intangible was that was customer goodwill, basically, in those days, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, and the way I look at the issue of goodwill is a broad term that encompasses all of the intangible assets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there are times when goodwill is a separate item. And in my books, I write about that, and it's basically when you've already sold, the business has been sold once, and then you carry the goodwill value as an asset on your books, and it gets depreciated over time or not. It may be a non-depreciating asset. And so that's about the only time. And otherwise, I take the collection of intangible assets, such as the trade name, trademarks, patents, licenses, copyrights, proprietary
now
information.
Those are the classic intangibles.
Software.
Those are classic intangibles. Those are classic intangibles. And in terms of patents, they've been around for hundreds of years.
Exactly. But in a lot of cases, they're intangible because in themselves are not worth anything except for their ability to produce revenue and income
That's
for a
right.
company.
That's right.
So, or royalties for an individual. You know, so that's
but,
what makes
but,
them
but,
value.
But value. Most businesses that you've tried to help people sell, that you've helped people sell, most small businesses didn't have any patents or trademarks except for the name of the company, right?
Well, they've always, almost all companies have intangible assets.
I said patents.
Yeah. Right. It's rare to have patents, but the rest of the things are fairly common among businesses.
But today, every small business, not every small, but many small businesses that are trying to be sold today will have intangibles in the form of websites, right? Have a website and users on the website. And how do you value those things, Russell? That's the problem, isn't it?
Well, that's because that as an intangible asset, if it creates value for your company, if it creates sales and earnings and so on, then you don't really want to put it on as a tangible. You could put it as a tangible asset, but which would be the cost of creating the website. So, and then depreciate it and so on. So you can do that, but it is basically an intangible asset where it has far more value to the company as an considering it as an intangible asset and part of that big umbrella of goodwill.
But you know, Russell, if you had a business like we're talking about, you have a Main Street business that has some intangible assets in the form of maybe they developed an app for their business and people are buying over that app. You know, there a lot of people have have the capability of doing that. A lot of more and more small businesses are going to have apps for their business, mobile apps. And so maybe they've got a website and they've got some programming that they've done that helps people do business with them better. You and I both know that most accountants who would help the buyer of that company value the business don't know how to give credit for that.
Exactly.
So what do you do? I mean, your banker doesn't know how to give you credit on your balance sheet for what you spent for a website.
Well, and that's correct. And the BizPricer approach to valuation, I'm going to tell you right now, although it was developed 10, 12 years ago, is becoming, in my mind at least, the only way to go in valuing a business because of all the intangible assets that that abound with today's media. You know, your position in your wet Facebook page,
right.
your Twitter page.
I think it's Twitter page, Russell.
Twitter shows you where I am and all.
I'll help you out here, Russell. but seriously,
yeah, that's right.
This is one of the issues that's going on right now, folks. If you're a small business, if you're buying a small business, how do you give value to intangible assets? If you're selling a small business that has intangibles, how do you get value for that? But here's another thing, Russell. A lot of small businesses have intangibles, and this has been going on for a long time. They have intangibles; they don't even recognize it, and they don't even try to value it.
That's right. And but they are valuable. And by the way, I would say that 60-70% of the value of a small business consists of intangible.
That tracks with King Croson's numbers. Russell, give us your website quickly one time, please.
www.bizpricer.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.